This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishour, in for David Brancaccio. When schools closed at the beginning of the pandemic, some families turned to a workaround known as learning pods. They would get a group of kids, find an instructor, sometimes a parent, sometimes a former teacher, and bring them all together. Many of those students have since returned to school in person, but a new report from an education reform group finds that what started as a workaround has become a business opportunity. Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes has more.
Pamela Petty was a professor who taught teachers. So during the pandemic, when her grandkids were in school virtually, she just offered to teach them herself. But she thought they might get lonely.
I thought about that and I thought, we'll get through the days. I know how to teach, but none of us are going to be having any fun.
So Petty got a group of kids together in Carthage, Tennessee, where she lives. She enlisted a few other grandmothers to help and was able to personalize lessons and teach at each kid's pace. She taught history with music, like the song The Battle of New Orleans.
In 1814, we took a little trip along with Colonel Jackson down the mighty Mississippi. We took a little...
What I've wanted my grandchildren to think of when they think of this pandemic is what a great time they got to have at Grandmama's school.
Petty was one of the people interviewed for the new report on learning pods from the Center on Reinventing Public Education. Jennifer Poon is one of the authors. She says many of the families who formed pods preferred them over traditional schools.
Pods were able to provide opportunity for more intimate relationships between the students and the teachers, between students and peers.
The report isn't representative of the American population. It only includes people who participated in pods, and they tend to be a lot wealthier than the average American. Nearly half of households in the survey had annual incomes over $125,000. And in some cases, instructors could afford to volunteer their time. Pamela Petty in Tennessee, for example. Still, entrepreneur Amar Kumar sees an opportunity in pods. He launched a startup called KaiPod Learning to bring together families interested in them.
Right now, it's all DIY. Parents have to find the other families themselves. We think there's a real need here to help parents join pods, you know, set them up for them.
Because learning pods are so new, there's no data to show whether they're as effective as traditional schools. And now that many students have returned, it might be hard to find out. I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.